John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game time decisions has begun. I am Gabriel Morenci. I'm on the grid. So is the Ranger Redhead, Cam Stewart. We're also on Sirius XM channel 204. Let's do this thing because we're also on the clock right now as well. We've got basketball going off the board. Georgetown and Seton Hall. Hopefully Patrick Ewing was able to get inside the building today and didn't get stopped by security at MSG. But we've got Georgetown and Seton Hall throwing it down, Morgan State and Coppin State, Northwestern and Nichols State right now, all going off the board. And as hardcore as I am, Cam, I've decided only to play the Seton Hall-Georgetown game. Of course, those of you in New Jersey are not eligible right now, but for the rest of the free world, I like Seton Hall here. Georgetown coming off the big upset win against Villanova, but Seton Hall are a better basketball team, Cam. They need this game. And it doesn't mean because you need a game, you're going to win the game. But I think in this instance, Seton Hall has enough to get it done against the Hoyas. Who do you like?
I agree, Gabe. That's I'm on that game as well. I'm not touching these low conference game. I might have another one in the Big West later on tonight, right around midnight. I know you're going to be on the air for Sports Rage late night there. That should be a good one with Irvine playing again tonight. It's almost a pick 'em, but I'm with you. I'm with the Seton Hall Pirates. Yar, I think they get it done. I'm with you. They're a better team. You said it. Just because you win, need to win, you don't. But I think the talent level of the Seton Hall Pirates is ahead of Georgetown, and I'm impressed with Georgetown. They've been a lot better than I've thought, but Seton Hall, they have better athletes on their team, and if they just don't do dumb things, they should be able to win this game and cover the number.
So if you're unaware of the story, Patrick Ewing, of course, is the head coach of the Georgetown Hoyas, doing a great job with this program, 14-9 against the spread this year. Doing a great job with the Hoyas under difficult circumstances. But, of course, he's also a Hall of Famer, one of the best centers to ever play in the NBA. And basically one of the most famous and popular New York Knicks players in the history of their franchise. So not only is he the head coach of a team that's coaching in the building, his name is hanging from the rafters. His number is retired. And Johnny Sixpack security kept stopping him all day. They didn't want to let him in the building. They stopped him. They questioned whether his pass was real. It's like, I don't know, dude. He's 7'2". You can kind of figure out that he's probably supposed to be there. But, you know, that's a fireable offense to me. I understand today's people are stupid and don't know anything, but you can't work at MSG and not know who Patrick Ewing is. But with all that being stated, it's 2-0 Seton Hall. Let's go Pirates. Cam, we've got a big game. We got a big game coming up.
It's actually 5-2 Georgetown. I didn't want to tell you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Hey, we get a better number if we want to bet it live too, right? So why not?
Things change fast. Things change fast.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do. Total is, we'll keep our eye on this basketball game. Total 139.5. You know what? I'm on the over this game as well. So I've got Seton Hall on the money line, and I've got the over. Iona's drilling Niagara right now, but we got a real game coming up here. In about 25 minutes' time, the Oklahoma State Cowboys and Baylor. Big-time stuff right there. And I don't really understand this point spread. It's pretty high. Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. I am Gabriel Morenci, kicking it with the Ridgerana Cab Stork. It's game time decisions. Cousin Sal is going to step up and in. We'll see who Sal is laying it down on tonight. We'll see who Sal likes in the tournament as well. Moving forward, Selection Sunday is this Sunday. But there's some big-time question marks right now. And there's been a lot of Barry Horowitz going on over the last couple of days. And I love the sanctimonious, just self-centeredness of people in the sports media doing stories all week about how it affected the sports world and how it affected them in the last world. 500,000 people are dead. Nobody cares about your tournament got canceled, all right? So, but here we are right now, and it's almost like, oh, everything's fine, March Madness. It's not like last year. Well, yeah, tell that to Virginia. Tell that to Kansas right now. And the thing is, Cam, you have to have one full week of clean tests. The tournament starts next Friday. The tournament starts on Friday in a week. All right? So if you're the committee, are you put teams in knowing that, you know what, all right, we'll put them in, but they're not going to be ready to play on Friday? It's a weird spot. There's no way in hell they're not putting Virginia and Kansas in. But
exactly,
I think what we've seen in these conference tournament guys, it's going to happen in the NCAA tournament. It's inevitable. It happened even in the TBT, the tournament I talk about that I love so much. They were all in the bubble. One of the teams, dude, they had one guy that got COVID, and they had to leave, and they forfeited the game. There was no, we're waiting, we're doing this. It's no, you're out. The team advances. It's as simple as that. And I'm kicking myself, Kemp, because I like the Texas Longhorns plus 600. I said Longhorns plus 600 is big value for this conference. And now they get a free pass into the title game right now. Would have been a nice little hedge situation. But I don't know. Maybe that game gets canceled moving forward. But Virginia right now, guys, so Virginia are in COVID protocol. And the Kansas Jayhawks are in COVID protocol. And they really don't know what the future holds right now. As we stated, they have to go one full week. So the math doesn't add up for them.
It does.
You know, the math doesn't add up for them. But as I stated, how the hell are you going to make how are you going to have Selection Sunday on Sunday and keep Virginia and Kansas out?
You're not.
I don't see how you do
They're
that.
They're in.
And not to mention Duke have canceled their season.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, God. Man, normally it's at about 8:20 that the depression kicks in. It's 6:12, and I'm like, oh, God. It's 11:04 right now. It's 11:04 for Georgetown. The show just started. All right. It's 11:04 for the Hoyas. We're at the half. Cam's falling apart, choking already here. We're just starting.
So, I'm not too worried, Morenci. We've seen this roller coaster. I agree. I'd prefer to see Seton Hall up 11-4, but yeah, I'm not going to let the depression hit tonight. But yeah, anyway, Gabe, I guess Iona was the one we left off the board there. I looked at Iona too, and I had them remember I took them the first time, and now I'm like, you know, these guys, you know, Rick Pitino. Here's the thing. This guy's ego, like, you know what I mean? He's not just going to win games. Like, when this guy goes to this conference, he wants to be up there having a cognac, a cigar. Hey, look at me. I go to Iona. We're going to kill every team here in this conference. And I just think, like, there's no number you can make that's big enough that they're not going to cover. I expect Iona just to roll over everybody right now.
Yeah, the thing is, it's sort of like when Lane Kiffin went to Florida Atlantic. And, you know, he's just a better coach. He just knows more than the coaches in that conference. They're not on his level. We're talking, you know, Lane Kiffin's been an NFL coach, big time college coach. And there he is coaching against FIU. And he's coaching against these teams. And it was a mismatch. And it is a similar situation. Patino's doing a nice job. Iona haven't played a lot of games this year. So I'm on the over. The only one I've got to play in here, Cam, on Ohio and Toledo over the number, 155. Kind of a high total. It was sailing early. It slowed down late in the first half. It's 43-33 right now. It's a 10-point game. Toledo were the favorites in this game, and they were just getting 6.5. I'm going to jump in right now, Cam. I'm taking the Toledo Rockets plus 5.5. I think they're going to close the gap in this game. And I think they close the gap in the game, and it comes down to the wire against Ohio. And I haven't given up. The total's like 153.5 right now, so it's right on pace. But Toledo, how many points were Toledo favored by? Oh, they weren't that big of favorites, actually. They were 3-point favorites in this game. I thought they were a little bit higher. Yeah, they were 3-point favorites. So 3-point favorite, now I've got them at plus 5.5. Just because they were down by 12 at the half. And they just scored. They're down by 10 right now. I think this game will come down to the wire.
We've seen a lot of this stuff, and look what's happened in some of these games. All the games that happened today, other than Michigan, that like pulled away from Maryland, Ohio State had that game in the bag. Purdue came all the way back and forced overtime, not just to cover in overtime there. That was nuts in the other game, too. Like, a lot of these teams that were down by 15-20, like, they actually got real close. So no game is ever over, and we try to stress this week. Just because your team has a double-digit lead in college basketball, it means absolutely nothing. It means jack. So we've seen this for a lot of the time. These teams come back and battle, Gabe. And we talked about one thing in the Pac-12. It was unbelievable. Look at every single underdog. We talked about the discrepancy between top and bottom in that conference, and I think it's something that's really important. When you look at the conference, like, is it top heavy? Is it even? These are things to look at. Like, Washington almost won, and Colorado again, like we talked about, they didn't cover last night, but we were on Utah. They got it done. Like, every single damn game is like within like a possession. So these are things we have to look moving forward. What conferences are a lot tighter, and which ones have top heavy teams?
I was actually on Cal last night as well. They covered. Good pick. The only favorite that covered, I lost on the over though. The only favorite that covered yesterday in the Pac-12 were the Ducks. And I think they're going to roll tonight as well. So another New Jersey game we have coming up here. But I know not everybody here tuning in. We're not Action 12 News, are we here out of Newark? So we got Rutgers in Illinois. Now, if you asked me, I've sort of got a Final Four in place right now, Ken. You know, obviously I got to see the bracket, but I'll ask you first, if you had to pick a Final Four now, and it's kind of dumb because on Sunday night, we'll know, all right, who's playing who, and you'll be able to see the pass for each team. But I do have four teams that I do believe are going to be in the Final Four right now. But I'll ask you first, who's the Final Four going to be?
I would take Michigan, Oregon, Gonzaga. And I want to throw Baylor out. I got to find somebody for them. But as of now, yeah, those are the teams that I'd look at. And maybe like there's going to be a dark horse. But I like Oregon, I like Michigan, and Gonzaga.
I like Michigan, Gonzaga, Illinois, and the Houston Cougars.
And the Cougars.
Houston Cougars.
That's the one that kind of rocks the boat there. I like the, you know what, the Cougars are good.
But
man.
Not we that much. You know, Ken, I'm not coming out of left field on this. They're actually like the fifth or sixth choice to win. They're only like 18-1 to win the title, right? Exactly. So it's not like it's a, because I almost thought it was bold too when I came up with it, but I'm like, it's not really bold, man. See, like, they're 18-1. Like, it's not bold. Like, they're the sixth favorite. But where I'm going with this is Illinois. This is a dangerous team, Ken. This Illinois team has it all, man. They're tough. They can shoot. They can bang the boards. Yep. They're cocky. They got swagger. They got a bunch of, like, street tough kids. Like, they're peaking at the right time. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. And they're smashing people, Ken. I mean, they smashed Michigan in Michigan, 76-53. They beat Ohio State on the road, 73-68. The Michigan game was on the road. Cam, they went on the road and beat Wisconsin 74-69. Michigan 76-53 in Ohio State. You know how hard that is? To go to Wisconsin, Michigan, and Ohio State, three straight road games, and go 3-0 and smash them on the way? Come on.
It's almost impossible. And you take a look at the Big Ten. When you're doing national rankings and three of the five teams there, like they're from the conference other than Baylor and Gonzaga, it tells me these guys are a murderer's row. Michigan beats the hell out of this team, and then Illinois beats the hell out of them. And even the weaker links, like look at Wisconsin. They're having a bad year, but they'd still beat a lot of the teams. It's just these teams have quality. They are very, very deep, and I'm with you. I think Illinois is dangerous. No offense to Rutgers, who actually are a pretty decent team if they're in another conference, but Illinois should be able to name their number, like punch Rutgers in the face. Probably win this game by about 16. That's what I'm thinking.
And
fighting a line by 16.
They've got a chip on their shoulder, too. They think they should be the Big Ten champs, and even their athletic director's got a big mouth now. Like, they're coming in here, but the thing is, they're backing it up. They're like a fighter that's talking smack, but they keep backing it up and winning. And they do deserve to be a one seed. But they also know the committee is they're not friendly people, the committee, man. They're very, very tough on these teams. And if you're Illinois and you lose to Rutgers today, Cam, or even if it's close – suddenly, yeah, the committee's like, oh, I don't know. We thought these guys were dominant in a one seed. Struggle with Rutgers, right? So they really do take everything into consideration. And listen, Illinois just needs to win a game. But I do believe that Illinois shows up. I'm not a massive fan of Lane points. I think I am going to be a parlay playing pundit tonight, Ken.
Yes.
I'm going to be a punter like Andrew Anderson. I'm going to be a punter. Of course, that's what they call gamblers in England, Australia.
Exactly.
They're punters.
They're big punters.
See, here people think Pat McAfee's a punter, right? Like
exactly.
You think of a punter. No. Punter is a gambler.
Yeah.
Likes to bet. I like to punt. I'm a punter.
I'm going to be honest with you. I think the terms everywhere else in the world are better than the ones we have. They're more creative. They're fun. Like, it just sounds good. Like, punter? Gambler makes you sound like a low-life deadbeat with no class. A punter makes you sound like you're actually a respectable member of the community. I'd rather be a punter than a gambler. Agreed.
Yeah. Instead of degenerate gambler, slot jockey.
Gambler never.
Slot jockey. It's more professional sounding. What do? You know, do you hang out in a casino all day? No. What do? I'm a professional slot jockey. Slot jockey.
Excellent.
Next time somebody asks you what you do for a living, just tell them, I'm a
punter.
For who?
Professional punter.
Everybody. Say everybody.
I punt for all teams.
Just say I punted on a lot of teams before. And you're not even lying. Just say I punted on a lot of teams before, all right? And I don't know. Too many punts to keep up with. A lot of shanks, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabriel Renzi, King of Winter Ranger, Redhead Cam Stewart. All right, we've got basketball coming up in a couple of minutes here. And, not so good right now. Ohio up by 14. We did get a small piece of Toledo. I've got a bigger play on the over here that we're looking to hit. But we'll keep our eye on that game. But just quickly before we bring Andrew Anderson in here, Dubsy, to talk some golf. We got games going off the board here in a minute or two, Cam, about 5 minutes. So I am going to play a parlay here tonight just because, you know, some of the numbers I don't really want to lay. For the record, I already have my bet in. Oklahoma State, I took the 9 and I went over the number here, Cam. So I've got the Cowboys plus 9 over the number there. And as far as the parlay is concerned, you know what? We're going to play in Arkansas Houston are big ass favorites. Arkansas, here it was. Grand Canyon.
Oh.
And Oregon.
Wow.
Arkansas, Grand Canyon, and the Ducks. Or is the Ducks game canceled now too? Oh, there it is.
It might be.
All right, there we go. Plus, how about this? That's plus 140. Arkansas to win, Grand Canyon. Not bad. I thought it was going to be like minus 130. Not bad. It's great. Come on. It's great. Arkansas to win, Grand Canyon to win, Oregon to win. It's so good, I'm putting in right now just so there's no confusion.
Correct.
Nobody likes Gabe. Nobody likes confusion.
No, it was funny. We're bringing Dubs on for the golf, and you know how we send the picks in, and I think I got into a couple steam whistles, and Dubs is like, hey, Cam, you gave me the Rangers live, plus 2.5, whatever. I sent it to Dubs' direct email instead of Sports Grid Records when I tried to get Dubs on the show. He's like, so, mate, you got them plus 2.5
live.
So
you're sending Dubs your drunk hockey picks.
Yes. Ron Rubber.
Andrew, what's going on? Andrew, Dubs. Hey, Andrew's a punter. Andrew? You like to punt on some pucks. You'd be an LA King fan. Andrew, how you doing, Andrew?
Boys, thanks for having me on. I tell you what, Cam, you're one from one with the drunk tips. So, mate, keep them coming. Get a couple in you. Send me the hot takes. I love it. I'm taking the missus out for a nice dinner. Compliments to you. So, thank you.
You know what? We've been betting on NBL basketball all week.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. New Zealand Breakers cost me money last night, though. I look forward to the start. The AFL starts soon. Can't wait. Who's your team?
The Aussie winter sports all kicking off. The Sydney Swans, that's my jam. And in the NBL, the Sydney Kings. Sydney boy, you gotta have a pun on that.
The Kings, Sydney the Kings. They dress like the Lakers. They look like the Lakers.
That's
actually.
It. Yeah.
Cam. I know my ball. You tell me the uniform, I'll tell you what they look like. Yeah, Cam. Sydney Kings, they're like the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's all sunny and nice. And we got to get out
there
your sometime.
Team. West Coast Eagles, you're the Chargers, powder blue and yellow, aren't you?
Yeah.
They're light, too.
Yeah, I'm a West Coast.
Yeah, there you go.
You look like the Rams.
I tell you what, boys, that's where the similarities stop with the uniforms. You should see the level of basketball. Like, if I wasn't keen on the golf, I could probably go sign up and can a couple three-pointers for the boys. It's laughable.
No, it's not that bad. All right, let's get Andrew Anderson with us. I'm surprised there was no West Coast bash yet. People hate West Coast, Ken. Think they're like prima donna, like divas, that they complain that, the West Coast Eagles think they're so great, type of deal, because they are. That's why.
It's true. No one wants to be on the West Coast. East Coast. That's in Australia, boys.
All right. So, hey, you guys talked about them. And we wondered, and we always wonder, guys, Cam, I'll throw it to you first, about a guy, whether he could play that well back-to-back. But here's Lee Westwood once again. Lee Westwood in the mix once again. And this guy's not a young man. I don't know how old he is.
No, he's not.
Young. How old is this guy? How old is he? He doesn't look young to me.
Dobbs, what's Lee Westwood?
He's
47. Wow. 47. So he's
Dobbs, yeah. It's amazing. Basic, yeah. Could be playing like
it
this
is amazing.
Like 2 weeks in a row?
Yeah. What do you think, Dubs? I'm going to say this. I'm going to ask Dubs the question, Gabe. He's got his fiance on the bag, and it's not just some regular lady here. This girl's like a fitness guru. Like, she can take me and Gabe out and just probably beat the crap out of us and whatever. Like, she's pretty and she's in good shape. And it looked like Lee Westwood's got a little pep in his step, right? His fitness is a lot better. Like, I know he likes to have the beers like me. He had the boiler, but he looks like he's getting it around better. She's been, since he's had her on the bag, it's been better for me.
Please don't say his fiance's on his back. I can't help it. I know it's lowbrow,
but it's true.
Beavis and Butthead and me, I just can't take
that's
it.
I thought it was his daughter.
I saw last week. I was like, who's he's got his daughter? I was like, that's a nice story. Lee Westwood's doing good for himself, man.
No, boys, he looks 10 years younger. And you know, she's doing a good job polishing the clubs and whatnot out of the course. She must know a fair few things. So, look, he looks young, revitalized. We saw how well he did last week, and he looked good under pressure. You know, he has won 40 times across the globe, only twice on the PGA Tour. The biggest take has always been his putting, and once he gets under the pump, it gets a little questionable. But last Sunday, he did everything to win that tournament. Bryson was just a little too good. And guys, he looks great out there this week. I mean, you'd be hard pressed to find a better ball striker than Lee Westwood. And look, this course plays perfect for him. Good ball striking course.
He's plus 600 for sure right now. Matthew Fitzpatrick, Cam, plus 500.
Yeah, I was going to ask Dubs. Dubs, I've never seen anything like this, Gabe, and you can get on this. If you like throwing darts, this is your tournament. You got guys who are good and you guys who come out of nowhere here. Like, Gabe, take a look at the guys who missed the cut. Hatton, Hovland, Schauffele, McIlroy. Like, it's a who's who of golf. Like, and there's other guys up there that, you know what I mean, you never heard of, because it's a plotter's golf course. You don't need to kill the ball. So, Dubs, like guys like Dylan Fratelli, one of our listeners, bet him 175 to one live. Is there any guys other than, I like Rahm. I think getting Rahm at 20 is a really lethal bet because this guy can really charge over the weekend. But who do you think, Dubs, out of the live betting options would be somebody on your radar?
Yeah. Look, as you said, Cam, this is a wide open one. Whoever figures this course out first is going to do well come Sunday. But look, anyone who made the cut realistically has a chance. You post 2 7 under pars, you take the title home. Ricky Fowler, when he won this event, he came from 4 strokes back with 3 holes left. So it just gives you a fair idea. You can make up shots. You can drop a lot of shots out there. And look, with that comes value. You've got guys like Brian Harman. You know, any other week, mm-hmm. and you wouldn't be looking at Brian Harman, but the little lefty, he plots it around the course at 22-1, only a few shots back. Good short game. You know, guys like that, this course brings it. Charlie Hoffman, a guy who I love. Great ball striker, beautiful swing on him, 26-1. And with that, there's going to be some good prop bets come with the FanDuel over the weekend as well. So plenty of good value. Anyone who's made the cut has a slight chance. I like anyone 3 under and better within 6 shots of the 9 under par at the top right now.
Here's a guy right now, T5. And Cam, I don't hear you talk about this guy a lot, but he's gone back-to-back 69s right now. Denny McCarthy. Who the hell is Denny McCarthy?
Oh, Denny McCarthy is actually a pretty good player. I think he went to Stanford, did he, Dubs? He's West Coast kid. He's very, very talented. He's a guy, Gabe, that you don't really hear a lot of because they've always been talking about the Oklahoma State boys, but the Stanford contingent's pretty good. Denny McCarthy, actually, the last few weeks, he's been playing a little bit better, right, Dubs? He's a guy that you just – it's hard, though, because there's 150 guys in the damn tournament.
Yeah, he's never won on the PGA Tour. He's had a couple of top tens, had a hole-in-one today. So that's obviously going to help, you know, move up the scoreboard. But look, real tradesman-like golfer, just goes about his business. And you can do that on this golf course. You don't have to overpower it. Just play patient golf, work to your strategy, avoid any big numbers, score well in the par fives, and you know, you could be there. And speaking of hole-in-ones, if you're watching tomorrow, the 17th, the famous Island Green, they'll have that pin on the front half of the green, very well suited for a hole-in-one. I'd be surprised if FanDuel don't have a hole-in-one prop market for tomorrow. Look, I'm picking there'll be at least one. Exciting ooh, weekend like for the golf boys. How could you watch the March Madness basketball when the PGA Tour is going on? It blows my mind.
I love it. Yeah, everyone's worlds colliding. Worlds are colliding. For the record, Cam, McCarthy, he's a Cavalier. University of Virginia. Two-time All-American. Right. Two-time All-American.
To Stanford. Yeah. I made a mistake there.
He's from Maryland. So, yeah. He went to – he played golf at Virginia. Finished 42nd. So, yeah, I was just wondering. I'm like, who the hell is this guy? Where did he come from right now? Back-to-back 69s. He's 50-1 right now. So, the hole-in-one prop tomorrow, that's definitely something I'll be keeping my eye on. So, as you stated, and it's amazing, Andrew, remember, Cam, wasn't that long ago that our boy Doug Gim was just a kid out of Texas, actually.
Texas.
And
I like
here
Doug
he is,
Gim.
Doug Gim, 40-1. He's a good player, Andrew, Doug Gim.
He's playing well.
Very good player. Nothing of him. I think he's only 24 years of age. He's still young, you know, very young. And we've seen his name pop up over the last month on all these leaderboards. Very consistent. Do not sleep on Doug Gim. I think he's at 41-1 right now. That's great value. Post a couple of 4 unders. Go about your business. Post a number early Sunday. It'll be tough closing holes. So, yeah, Doug's a great player. One to watch. He'll have a long career, Doug Gim.
Blows my mind how many great players there are, Cam and Andrew, like that are under 23 and 24 and stuff. Like, it's amazing. Like, you used to be like, you have to be older and experienced to understand in this sport. Now, man, these kids, they're just amazing.
They're like, fearless. You know,
they would be winning, but everyone else is amazing too, Andrew.
They are. Look, I say, you know, there's probably 250, 300 guys every week who could win on the PGA Tour. They're that good. You know, back when Jack Nicklaus and that were playing, there was maybe a handful of guys who could win week to week. But look, it makes it even more special what Bryson DeChambeau is doing this week. He's in contention once again, and he will be hard to beat come Sunday. It's a thinker's golf course. No one thinks harder than the mad scientist, Big Bryson. So it's good to see him. Back-to-back wins on the PGA Tour, very, very hard to do. So I'm impressed.
Cam's favorite golfer. Cam's a Big Bryson fan.
I could see that. No, I could see that.
No, no, he's not. He's not. He's not saying that.
I don't mind. Sometimes thanks, it bothers me. That's it. Sorry, Andrew. Have a good one, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Gabe Morenci, King of the Raging Redhead Cam Stewart. Thanks to Andrew Anderson for joining us, talking some golf. And we've got college basketball going on right now. And it's not going great, actually. Ohio are, like, drilling Toledo. It's 68-52, which I don't really mind. I need a couple of more points in this game. I want to hit this over. Baylor and Oklahoma State are off and running right now. Illinois having an 8-0 lead on Rutgers. That didn't take long for Illinois to get it started. So let's bring in Cousin Sal right now, whose book, of course, is You Can't Lose Them All. And I'm trying to put that to the test this week. Actually, I think I have, betting these conference tournament games. I'm slowing down today because yesterday I had 39 bets. I did the math at the end of the day. Look, I'm like, yeah, it's just too much.
It's
like
a lot of bets. 30,
too much. Holy, the juice alone. I can fill a Tropicana factory. How you doing, Sal?
How many parlays and how many straights is that?
It was all straights.
Okay. All straights. Right. That's the crazy thing. It's not even round robins. This guy's insane.
I don't know. It probably takes you 4 hours just to put those games in, right? I mean, just to look on your phone.
No, you'd be surprised. If it was an Olympic sport, putting in 40 bets without, like, breaking a sweat, I could do it.
Listen, let me give you a winner. Let me give you a winner off the bat. This could be bet number 40, and it's Texas to win the Big 12. And here's why that's going to happen, because I bet against them to win the Big 12. Don't ask me how I did it, but I strung together a bunch of teams to not win their tournament, their conference tournament, and Texas is one of them. And what do? They win by the skin of their teeth the other night. Or was that last night? Or was that last night? I can't even remember. It was last night. And then they get the forfeit, so they get to the finals. And this team, this is going to be a bet. This is a classic Cousin Sal bet where I'm going against Texas, and they're going to win one legitimate game against probably Baylor or Oak State here, and that's going to be that. So go ahead, cover yourselves, and get that. That's a winner.
I love how somehow you have Texas not to win.
Not to win.
And they're the one team that gets forfeited and catapulted into the final. After winning on getting fouled with 1.4 seconds left last night.
So stupid. I don't know what they do with these. I mean, Cam, we laughed at Cam last week. He had a team what happened, Cam? You had a bye, or you had a team that didn't make it because of COVID? I don't know what they're going to do with these things. This is really, is it just because the schools themselves aren't testing anymore? So the testing, now we have. Yeah, what is it?
And I've been thinking about this, Gabe and Sal. Think about this. Like, we used to go pretty big with futures and teams. I think you got to be really careful here. Imagine you're loading up and you're sitting there and, COVID test. Great. I just lost $500. Like, and the thing is, it's going to happen fast and there's nothing you could do about it. So three teams right now. You got Duke, right? You got Kansas, Virginia, two teams in the ACC. Duke wasn't going to make the tournament, as me and Gabe said off the top, but you don't think in the tournament something's going to happen, Gabe, with one guy? Imagine we're on that team. you're done. Like, that's the crazy thing. So I'd be very careful. Like, the games, you'll get voided. But the futures, if you wanted to pound teams the way you usually do, I'd be a little more pump the brakes because something crazy could happen.
Yeah, you got to wait. It's terrible.
So what are you looking at? It is terrible. What are you looking at tonight, Sal? It is terrible.
I got Baylor. You said they're they're on the way. I have Baylor and San Diego State put together on a monster money line parlay. So, you know, I'm chalking it up here. And, you know, I got to lay a little more than 2-1. I think it was 182, actually, when it came down to it. But I'm waiting for one of those teams to screw me. What do you guys have going?
You know, Sal, you know it's desperation time. We're the same. When I haven't played yesterday, like I said, 39 bets, no parlays. I'm in money parlay mode right now. Like line parlay mode. Like I'm looking. I put together this one. Ken wasn't impressed with the odds. I think it's pretty good. So I've got Arkansas to win the game. Arkansas against Missouri, 5.5-point favorites. Yeah, I like big, exactly. Grand Canyon, the Lopes, to beat Seattle tonight. And the Ducks to win the game. Money line. +140.
I got the Ducks as well. You know what? I had Grand Canyon last week. I think I gave it out on this show last Friday at Grand Canyon. I think they scored like 38 points or something. So I'm mad at them. I hold grudges, so I can't come back to them, Grand Canyon. I won't even go visit the Grand Canyon probably with my kids. And I know it's not even the same thing. But, yeah. All right. Well, I think that could be a winner, though. That could be a winner.
I don't know. I'm not feeling love. Could be. It is.
I don't know.
It is. It is a winner.
I got a question. Are we even betting the NBA tonight? Like, the NBA is just like, it's come back, and we're like, it's kind of like an ex-girlfriend that says, well, let's get back together. And we're like, whoa, I wasn't so sure it was good the first time, but you know, you're kind of thinking about getting together, but we haven't even bet the NBA since they come back.
2-1.
The NBA do the right thing, NBA, and step aside for 2 weeks while NCAA basketball takes over, right? We could do without the NBA. We saw the All-Star game. Great. We'll get it back in our palate in 2 weeks. Call us at the end of March, right? Mm-hmm. That's enough.
I agree. And do like last year, and when you come back, just go right into the playoffs. Play like eight games and go into the playoffs. Like, we're done. Like, just to start it. Like, no, I'm just going like – Man, the NBA, the schedule is so stupid. Even when these guys have a week off, they come back and they're still questionable every night. And I'm not even blaming the players. The schedule, it hurts the product. It's just, you know, it doesn't make sense. We talk about it all the time. The NHL, same thing. Their schedule is whack. But how about this guy's in the NBA tonight? This is the biggest number that we've seen in a long time. The Utah Jazz, 19-point favorites over the Houston Rockets tonight, Sal.
I'm going Rockets. I mean, I know it's insane. No one should really ever bet them. You can't make these lines big enough. I think they're 1-9 against the number in the last 10. Something outrageous. The Jazz are going to let down. I think you're going to look at this game and be like, what? This was a 5-point game with 2 minutes left? I don't think they get to 19. What are you taking?
Oh,
that's big ball, Sal. I don't know.
I know. It's crazy. I've been taking 19 points. It's insane.
I don't have a lot of faith in the Rockets covering if it was 26. I don't know. Gordon's out 4-6. Their team blows.
You got teams down 15 points in the third quarter. They end up winning the game by 17. The NBA is – like, we get it. The whole season is contingent on Kevin Durant's MRIs from now until June, right? Okay. Fine, I got it. That's all I need to go off of. Let me play. Get hockey.
Kevin Durant now.
Basketball. Yeah.
Let me ask you about that with Durant, because it's like, well, you know, he's getting looked at again. He's getting looked at again. And then Nash said, even if he sort of it looks good, don't expect him to play anytime soon. There seemed I don't know, like how there seems to be a bigger problem than people are talking about, and. There's also this assumption that, oh, don't worry about it. Once he's back, we'll watch out. Dude, we saw this. He came back with the Warriors 2 years ago and got hurt again. This guy, great, one of the greatest players of all time, but the last 2 years, Sal, this guy can't buy a break. And I'd be concerned right now in the big picture about his health. They're still dangerous. The Harden thing has worked out much better than I thought it would. Him and Irving. Irving's a badass. So they're still dangerous even without him, without KD. But what do you think, Sal? You got to be a little bit concerned about KD big picture here.
Well, I think you're right, but what? So it's a question of what is it a bigger thing that they're making a big deal of, or is it that they're just being like a little cautious? I think they're winning games, right? So they don't need to put them in. If we have an Italian restaurant and we got this great mozzarella cheese coming in from Sicily, but the place is packed every night, we're like, well, maybe we won't pay for. Why does everything come back to food for me? But maybe we won't pay for the expensive cheese just yet because we don't need it right now. And I think that's going with Kevin Durant. I got to eat dinner or something here. It's a thing of caution more than anything. But yeah, you're right. I think they make it to the finals, and that's when they need to play defense, and they won't be able to against the Lakers. But that's a boring pick.
Speaking of which, actually, Cam, NBA numbers a little lighter here, especially for a Pelican game, and Cleveland don't play defense. Cam's Cavs aren't great, as you know. Nope. They don't play defense. Total checks in here in a Pelican game at what, 226, 226 and a half?
Seems low.
226 and a half. Come on, these guys are usually 243, 237 and a half. 226 and a half, Sal, I'm biting. Give me the over.
I mean, you're really counting on the Cavs to show up, though, right? Because I think they score around 104, 105 a game. So is Sexton going to have a dynamite game? You kind of need that. You need guys like Garland. Then you start rooting for – you know, Garland and Drummond to put up 20, and it's a rough watch, I'll say. But if you have 39 games on the docket, you could sneak that in there somewhere, Gabe. I think you'd be all right.
And for the record, Garland's not playing tonight.
All right, he's not even playing. Great.
And poor Drummond, I don't know if they're ever going to trade this guy. They said, all right, don't worry, just sit down, we're going to trade you. It's been like a month. Yeah. It's been like a month, and now LaMarcus Aldridge is the latest. What a league, the NBA, and I love the NBA, but – like the same with LaMarcus Aldridge. They're like, he was a great player, he's a great teammate, but we've told him to stay home.
Well, it pisses me off about the NBA.
For the betterment of everybody.
It feels like collusion. It's like, oh, okay, so you're not going to do anything with this guy, so where are you going to go? Oh, okay, we'll either go to the Lakers, we'll go to the Brooklyn Nets, whatever. Like that stuff, Gabe, it's ridiculous. You can't have like top-heavy teams like this all the time. Every time, oh, I think I'll just go here. I'll go to the team that's going to win. Yeah, make it 4 stars. I think it's ridiculous. Like,
it's bleeding into the NFL too, right? You look at Deshaun Watson. He's like, oh, James Harden did it. I could do it. Why can't I do it? They took away my best receiver, one of the best receivers of the generation in Nuke Hopkins. They gave me a running back who was good in 2017, and I've been sacked more than anyone in the league, and J.J. Watt's out. So why do I need to stick around? Meanwhile, you got the head coach is like, oh, no. Deshaun Watson is still our quarterback. Like, this is like Chris Humphreys saying, no, Kim Kardashian's still my girl. Like, no, you better come to grips. Deshaun Watson is going to sit the season.
Sal's on fire. Oh, yeah.
Because Sal King was. So we got Mizzou, and, you know, I'm kicking myself, guys. Last night, the overnight number was 3, 5.5 now. I am a fan of this Arkansas team. When everyone fawns all over Alabama, Arkansas, every bit is good. Musselman's a good coach. True. My only concern with these guys are they were 16-1 at home. And you get these teams that are sort of dominant at home. You take them out of their element. They're not quite the same. But I do like this Arkansas team. What do you think, Sal, about this North Carolina FSU game? Cam's been picking on the Tar Heels all week. I'm looking forward to Cam's
game. Not a good move.
Let's start with you.
picking on them, losing money.
Sam, like, hey, Virginia Tech's gonna find a way to beat these guys. Yeah, I'm so smart. I'm an idiot. I don't know who's gonna win the damn game. You're on the clock, Sal.
I would say, you know, the putting points up in the 80s, right? And this Florida State team, we got a little lucky with the bye and everything. I go Carolina in the short number. I take them here. I can't believe it. If I had to ask you guys, Roy Williams, Mike, Coach K, or Jimmy Boeheim, which one lasts? Who lasts the longest? I put plus 220 odds on all of them. Which way are you going?
Roy Williams.
Roy Williams, because he's youngest?
Jim Boeheim's like one step away from, like, he's got problems, man. Like, he's not going to be lasting. No.
Roy's never pissed himself on the sidelines, so
that's a good point. Yeah, that's true.
Moro Casino, America. America Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
But no, but on a serious note, yeah. Sorry, I should have said
I couldn't. Yeah, that's pretty funny, though. Just a joke.
He's a jerk. You guys ripping some guy in the media the other day. Well, you're 5'2". What do you know about basketball? You see that, Cam? Boeheim?
Yeah.
Some student reporter said, hey, coach, he goes, aren't you 5'2"? He goes, what do you know? The hell is that?
That's ridiculous. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, sir, I'm a reporter. I'm 5'2". That's why I'm a reporter. We get it. You're 76 years old, Boeheim. Hang it up. Enough.
Thanks, Sal.
See you guys later, Sal. Have a good weekend, buddy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why can't these games go the way I want them to go? Really
I don't
me
know,
off.
Buddy. Yeah. You should see, don't worry, Ron Rubber at the top of the hour. I got some stuff that's going to blow your mind with hockey picks tonight, Morency. Like, I must be insane. I just woke up in a weird way. You're not going to believe the teams I'm betting on tonight. Like, we're talking dregs all day.
You're taking Ottawa?
Ottawa plus 1.5. Yep. Arizona. They make the cut.
Wait, I was going to guess. Oh, yeah. San Jose? Like the Sharks? SJ Sharky? No, no.
I like the over in that game, but I'm telling you, my upset of the night, trapdoor special, I like Arizona over Minnesota. Minnesota, everyone's like, oh, Minnesota going to win the Stanley Cup after they beat Vegas twice. Well, I've seen this movie before. I'm telling you, be careful. Be very careful, Gabe. I'm taking a shot. Money line, plus 170 and plus 1.5. Oh, hoo, hoo, hoo. The Coyotes.
Game's going off the board right now. We got Mizzou and Arkansas coming up here. Should be a fun basketball game. So I put Arkansas in a money line parlay. Arkansas, Grand Canyon, and the Ducks. Arkansas, Grand Canyon, and the Ducks. And you know what? Let's go Mizzou and Arkansas, Cam, over the buck 49 here. Going to go that Missouri and Arkansas over the number.
I like that play. I like that play. Fast. Missouri likes a fast pace, and Arkansas they can score points too. I expect this game to be a track meet. Missouri's a pretty good team, though. They got a nice advantage inside. Arkansas is a deeper team, though. Should be a great game.
Missouri 13-8-3 to the over on the season. Arkansas 14-10-1 to the over on the season. There should be points in this. It's a moderate number, too. We're not asking. It's not like 155 or something like that. And for the record, they played twice this year. Arkansas beat Missouri in overtime, 86-81. And Missouri beat Arkansas in Missouri, 81-68. 81-68. Yeah. Both of which would get us over this number. Or would get us right there. So, yeah that's like I said, Cam. I'm not laying 5.5. I think this is going to be a scare for Arkansas. Arkansas are good.
I like Missouri.
They're 16-1 at home, Remo. You know what I mean? Yeah. They really feasted at home on teams this year.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.